monster, or your golden pet will become broth for my magical cauldron," Peter yelled from the treehouse. "Don't worry, Goldie. I will rescue you from the wandering wizard," I said. "Pinkalicious, you must gaze into this crystal ball as I cast a spell," Peter chanted as he threw a ball over the side of the treehouse. "Abracadabra, abracadin, wizard out, pirate in." "Ahoy, matey! Goldalicious will never become your treasure. I will make you walk the plank." I suddenly realized that Goldalicious was nowhere to be seen. "Hey, Peter, where did she go?"
"Look, she turned into a mermaid."
Peter pointed to Goldalicious. "Oh, that is just her dress-up outfit. She's not a real mermaid. She is just pretending," I told Peter.
"Wow! Not only can she float on water, she can float in the air! Goldalicious is flying!" said Peter.
"Come back!" I screamed.